hundreds have now died from the novel coronavirus, which first appeared in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December 2019. And although the vast majority of cases have been in China, the virus, which can cause pneumonia, is worrying global health authorities. Dozens of cases have been confirmed in more than 20 countries, and the first death outside of China was recorded in the Philippines. This is only the fifth time that the World Health Organization, WHO, has declared a public health emergency of international concern. International concern is declared by the WHO in cases of an extraordinary event, which constitutes a public health risk to other states through the international spread of disease and potentially requires a coordinated international response. The definition implies a situation that is serious, unusual, or unexpected, carries implications for public health beyond the affected state's national borders, and may require immediate international action. Speaking at a meeting of the WHO Executive Board this past Monday, the agency's chief, Tedros Adhanom, explained that the decision to declare the novel coronavirus a public health emergency of international concern was made because of signs of human-to-human transmission outside China, and the organization's concerned regarding that what might happen if the virus were to spread in a country with a weaker health system. As some countries, wealthy nations, have put travel restrictions in place, the WHO chief pointed out that the organization is not recommending measures that unnecessarily interfere with travel and commerce. Instead, the WHO director general called on all countries to implement decisions that are evidence-based and consistent, support nations with weaker healthcare systems, accelerate the development of effective vaccines, and invest in preparedness, not panic. The World Health Organization praised what it called the dramatic measures taken by China to contain the outbreak, saying it has prevented significant spread abroad. Measures adopted by the Chinese authorities have provided a window of opportunity for the international community to act and halt transmission. He renewed his call for countries not to impose travel and trade restrictions because of the virus.
No reason to panic or fear. Of course, people can have concerns, and they should. People could be worried, they should. But that concern and worry should be supplemented with action now while we have the window of opportunity. And this is what we're saying from WHO. There is a window of opportunity because of the high measures, the strong measures China is taking at the epicenter, at the source. So let's use this opportunity to prevent further spread and to control it.
The WHO chief insisted that all countries are in this together, and we can only stop the virus if we work together. Mr. Tedros Adhanom called for greater solidarity, accusing some governments of wealthy countries of being well behind in sharing data on virus cases.
Call on all member states to share detailed information with WHO, including epidemiological, clinical severity, and the results of community studies and investigations. This is the responsibility of all countries under the international health regulations. Of the cases reported outside China so far, WHO has received complete case report forms for only 38% of cases. Some high-income countries are well behind in sharing this vital data with WHO.
The WHO Director General warned that without better data, it is very hard to assess how the outbreak is evolving or what impact it could have, and to ensure the WHO is providing the most appropriate recommendations. Reports from China inform that 7 small molecule anti-coronavirus drugs are currently in clinical research. Renowned Chinese epidemiologist Song Nanchen told Xinhua that Chinese scientists have developed some effective treatment plans based on successful experience and practices from fighting against severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. Song, a pivotal figure in China's fight against the first SARS epidemic in 2002 and 2003, said that the use of multiple life support measures has increased the success rate of treatment. The Chinese researcher warned, though, that more clinical evidence is needed to prove the effect of drugs used in some individual cases, and it takes time for the vaccine against the virus not yet developed to go into clinical applications. The WHO Director General, Mr. Tedros Adhanom, insisted that China is doing the right thing, responding in a massive way.
The speed with which China detected the outbreak, isolated the virus, sequenced the genome, and shared it with WHO and the world are very impressive and beyond words. So is China's commitment to transparency and to supporting other countries. In many ways, China is actually setting a new standard for outbreak response, and it's not an exaggeration.
Meanwhile, here in Cuba, the Council of Ministers has approved a plan for the prevention and control of the novel coronavirus. Public Health Minister José Ángel Portal Miranda said earlier this week that the aim is to maintain, at a minimum, the risk of introduction and spread of the coronavirus here in Cuba and to minimize the negative effects of an epidemic on the health of the population and its impact on the country's economic and social spheres. He added that one of the main actions following international health control regulations is to protect the country's borders, intercepting the arrival of sick travelers at airports, ports, and marinas. The top Cuban health official said that the plan would ensure strict compliance with control of and surveillance measures on travelers and crew members coming from infected areas. The Cuban embassy in China has also established a medical post for monitoring coronavirus and for the guidance of Cubans in the Asian country. The diplomatic mission tweeted the reinforcement of the medical post with two newly arrived doctors from Cuba. It stated that no cases have been reported among members of the Cuban community, adding that it is receiving information daily through its general consulates on the status of the community and of its fulfillment of the measures adopted by the Chinese government at the local and national levels to confront the epidemic. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.